Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my co-host and handsome husband, Eric Carrot Stocklin. And
hi.
I think there's beans on my pants.
Beans on your pants.
Uh-huh.
What a way to open the podcast, love.
Did you know that our
coming
kids,
in hot.
Well, we're about to come in hotter
with
because
the tea. Beans on your pants. What kind of beans?
I think maybe refried.
You
I'm not
think?
Sure.
You think you're not sure?
I'm just trying to think what else it beans could possibly be.
Oh.
It could be something else.
Well, you said beans.
Maybe it's chocolate.
Gosh,
I don't know.
Cool story.
Did you know that our kids call lots of things beans?
No, I didn't.
The twins?
What?
They call beans, beans. Uh-huh. They also call peas, beans.
Well, it's not a stretch.
And they also call beads, beans.
Uh-huh.
Like.
These are all bean-like things.
There's just lots of beads. Everything's a bead. The other day, Macy's
wait,
like,
bead or bean?
Bead. They call it bead, but no. They call it beans, but they think beads are beans.
Right.
So like yesterday.
So you just misspoke. I'm sorry.
I'm very tired. I think yesterday
they
Macy
call beads
said,
beans, not everything beads. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So yesterday Macy said, Mama, where are the beads? I need the beans. Where are the beans? I need beans. And I was like, you want beans?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need beans. Where are the beans, Mama?
Yeah.
And she's looking all over my office. And I was like, I don't have beans in here.
Uh-huh.
She said, yes, you do, Mama. I need beans. And then she found my Taylor Swift beads. Like
beads,
friendship bracelet
the
beads.
D.
Anyway, Eric has exciting
well,
news.
Well, that could be confused easily too because she also loves refried beans. It's one of her favorite foods and she frequently requests it for breakfast.
Yeah.
7 a.m. she'll say, I want beans.
She loves beans. If you're watching this episode, you might notice that we only have the one camera angle today. We're keeping it simple. We're keeping it simple, guys. Back to the
keeping
basics.
Keeping it relaxed.
Keeping it relaxed for this episode of Relax. And Eric.
What's up?
I'm really excited because Eric got something fancy pants exciting done today and I haven't even seen it yet. Do you want to say or do I get I
go ahead? What?
Eric got a tattoo.
So.
He got two tattoos. Two tattoos. And
today
he got two tattoos and I have not seen them yet. I can see out of my, I'm trying not to peek and tell because like, I walked in to do the podcast. He had just gotten home from getting these tattoos done and I was like, oh, I want to see them on camera in the episode. Like I'm so
you
excited.
Can't really see them because they put that like clear tape over them that they do
well,
now.
Clear.
It's clear. I guess you can kind of see, yeah, I know, but there's still like, there's kind of like blood in there and like, you
it's
know.
It's okay. They're not getting a close up. Just I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I just took a peek.
Which one do you want to ask you first?
Okay. You get to decide and you get to explain them.
You can look at this one first.
Oh,
this
yeah,
was kind of both of our ideas, your idea.
It was my idea. Let's
your
be
idea.
Honest.
Well, Flint used to always say to us, be brave. And he'd say it to both of us in different circumstances of like our anxiety or nervousness. It would be really funny to hear this three-year-old say, be brave, Dada. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he would say it about himself when he was, you know, at the top of a slide, for example, something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just kind of like really stuck with me in like anxiety moments. Mm-hmm. And you don't have any tattoos.
I don't. And I was like, I know I need a tattoo and I know it has to be him saying be brave and I want it in his handwriting.
Yeah.
And I even vlogged this last like a year ago. Uh-huh. I never posted it anywhere. And I was like, I'm going to go get this tattoo done. Like,
yeah.
I had him write it out and everything.
Yeah. So then we had him write it out.
Mm-hmm.
You had him write it out in mm-hmm. his handwriting.
Right.
And I was like, I'll get it with you. You know what I mean? And we'll both go get it.
Right.
But I have this like kind of impulsive, intrusive thought thing where I get stuck on it and have to go do it. To when you have
I want to make
aversion.
Sure. It's, no, it's just.
I mean, it's been a year.
It's been a year. I think it's been, honestly, it's been more than that because I feel like I first wanted the tattoo like when he was a lot younger, when the first time he ever said it to me, I remember it vividly.
Yeah,
he
same.
Was underneath a trampoline in our backyard at the old house. And he was like, come underneath, Mama. And I was like, no, I can't go underneath. I'm scared because we were like playing. There's monsters out there, whatever. And he goes, looks at me, the most intense eye contact I've ever had in my life, and said, Mama, be brave. Yeah. And I cried. And I was like, oh my God. And then he said it again last year in a very intense moment for me. And I was like, I have to get that tattooed immediately. But I do wait and I like, oh, I want to make sure it's the perfect tattoo artist and the perfect situation, the perfect scenario. It's a big decision to get your first tattoo. So I'm like,
I guess so. Yeah.
You are not like that with tattoos.
No. And I've been kind of waiting to get it with you together. And then I was like, going to get another one today. And I was like, when I was talking to you saying, hey, I might do that too. Or if you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
And you implied you're still biding your time.
No, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do it, but I just don't know when it's going to happen. And I knew you had that bug to get it today. So,
yeah. So that's what that is in his, it's Flynn's handwriting when he was four, but I reversed it. I did like that. So you can only read it. If I'm looking in a mirror.
It's so cool.
So it kind of looks like backwards gibberish.
That's so awesome.
In child's, handwriting.
I love it. It looks so good. I have to go get it.
She did a really good job. I'm really thin. Yeah. And right.
That's it looks exactly awesome.
Love. It took 10 minutes.
Really?
It was so quick.
Okay. I have to go get that done.
Cause that's like, it was, and like first the person was fine. They were great.
I want it lower on my right arm. I can't decide.
Yeah,
you always had it
when you had a sticker of it. You always had it like long ways, like this more linear.
Yeah.
Sort of whatever.
That's so cool. Did it hurt?
Not too bad, because there's no like shading, there's no color, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's just kind of thin lines just feel like you're being like kind of cut a little bit. I don't know. It's not that bad. The only part that like really hurts is as they're doing it, they have to like constantly wipe it. Mm-hmm. So imagine you have like an open kind of cut and they're like wiping it with like an alcohol kind of wipe or whatever. You know what I mean?
Cause I feel like I'd like it.
Cause the ink smudges. I actually really like it. I find it meditative. Like I like, you know, people say like, oh, have you ever like raw dogged a flight? Like you just go and you just like watch the map and you like don't watch or listen or read anything. Have you heard that saying?
No.
You never heard that saying about people who fly and whatever?
Don't do anything. They just sit there.
And they just stare at the seat in front of them. You never heard of that?
That sounds horrific.
Oh, well, I thought you would know what I was talking about. But for tattoo, the process of it, for me, it's like something about it is like kind of meditative. Like I'm not like looking at my phone. Like a lot of people like will like listen to stuff, like have earbuds in. Like I just kind of like sit through it and think about the meaning of it. And you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of this really meditative, cool process. So I like it.
I love it.
And that was over too fast. And then this one was really quick too.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one. I love Siegel. Oh, he did such a good job. Love it. Looks so good.
So I had the ladybug for Maisie after the NICU experience.
Yeah, wait, for the listener, we're talking about on his left arm. Yeah, he has a tiny ladybug.
There's a tiny ladybug for Maisie because we called her ladybug when she was in the NICU. And I would read Wesley a book, and that's where the sword comes from. Mm-hmm. And I'd always talked about getting something for Flynn, and I decided on like a sailboat because he had these pajamas with sailboats all over them. And where his name comes from is his great, 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 great grandfather was the captain of a ship. Mm-hmm. And his name was John Flynn. And then that's my father's middle name, my middle name. And now it's his first name. So I don't know, just like the kind of, it just clicked to me. And when he was wearing these pajamas, like, oh, that's what I'll get for him. And so,
well, I think you were saying you wanted a boat, like you want to do some sort of a boat or something. And then, we were trying to think of like a simple boat, and then the pajamas, he was like wearing them or something.
Like happened. Yeah. It was like serendipitous.
And their pajamas he wore constantly. And now Wesley wears those pajamas all the time. Oh, it looks so good.
So there's the meaning for that one. Cause his multiple levels. I don't know.
It looks so good. He did such a good job.
She,
sorry. That was so misogynistic of me and sexist to assume it was a man who did a good job.
Well, it was like a man artist who like helped me like,
I think that's why you told me it was
like,
a guy.
He like conceptualize it. And then he would like, was drawing it out, but then it was like a different person that actually did it.
And there's a seagull for Taylor Swift for 1989.
Is that what the, within the pajamas, there was like when I was just going to get the boat, but then there was this one seagull. I was like, oh, can you do that little seagull too?
It's so cool.
There's like blood there. So it's kind of hard to see under that.
That's
tape.
So awesome.
But like,
so you got your three kids.
It fit with like the like very like no shading, simple, like just lines kind of Patrick style. And I just,
I love it.
I just wanted to do it today.
And you did it, man. Two tattoos.
And so I just was like, I'm just going to go do that. There's like a new tattoo place in town, and I was like, I'm just gonna.
It looks great. They did a really good job. Do you love it? I think that looks good.
I'm super excited.
This makes me want to go get my tattoo, your Be Brave one.
Love, 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes it took.
Okay. And then this one, it looks complete now. So crazy, because you had the ladybug and then you had the sword, and it was like, it looked great, but it was just was like kind of random. And now it looks like complete, doesn't it? It looks like you got your like little patch of kids over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I always felt guilty that I had delayed on Flynn's.
Well, you were going to get a truck for a long time for Flynn.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. I liked the idea of like a deeper levels of meaning. Well, I know now it was just if I got a cuttlefish tattoo. I mean, like I honestly would like, but like it's like,
no,
you know, they go through phases so fast. Yeah. So it's like I didn't want to just pick something that like, oh, this is
what he likes right now, right?
Yeah, it's like about of. Yeah.
It looks really good. He did such a good job.
I picked him up from camp today and I showed him and he like,
what did he do?
He freaked out. He was just kind of like, I got him cotton candy ice cream after his camp and he was just eating it, staring at it. Like,
did you explain it to him?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the Be Brave? So I had him write out Be Brave a year ago, and then he wasn't as talented as his letters as he is now. He wasn't as experienced in writing letters as he is now.
Yeah,
so we had him redo it last night. So I sat with him last night and he wrote it out a couple of times too. And he had so much fun doing it. He was very particular. He's like, now I'm going to do it in uppercase. Now I'm going to do it in lowercase.
The one I liked though was the one that he did when he was four. So that's the one from a year ago. So that's what is there.
And that
it's
one,
not like it's permanent or anything.
He had to, it looks really good. That's the one I like too.
You like it? Is the placement okay? You think
it looks perfect. It looks so good.
Whatever.
He did, when he wrote it out a year ago, he did all the letters like all over the page. And then I had to like edit them all in like a sentence.
Uh-huh.
So those letters were actually all over a piece of paper and edited them to be in a straight sentence or whatever. Anyway, it looks amazing. Very jealous.
I think that brings me up to 8.
You got 8 tattoos?
I think so. Tattoos.
Tattoos.
2 tattoos today. 2 tattoos. I got 2 tattoos today. 2 tattoos. I got...
Is that a real thing? I like the mustache. This is a new thing.
Oh, I'm also full on mustached.
Full on mustache.
This is the first mustache pod. I had a beard-ish.
You've had a mustache on the pod before.
No, I don't think so. But I had a beard-ish and then I just shaved it. And I thought I'd surprise you with the mustache too. And
love it. Looks great.
I think it's probably the most hated facial hair I could have for you.
For me?
Yeah, you don't like this.
I think you look very handsome.
Nobody likes this.
Okay.
It's not a good mustache.
I think it's great. I think you look very handsome.
A lot of visual elements.
Yeah, what
to
a great podcast. We're talking about things you
medium
cannot see.
Podcast today.
Well, the tattoos, if you're just listening, look great. Be Brave, but mirrored in Flynn's handwriting, and a really awesome little sailboat that was on Flynn's little pajamas.
Yeah.
That he's had since he was 2, and now Wesley wears them.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute tattoos. Anyway.
Super fun. You got to go do yours, man.
I know.
You
can
go to the same. You can go to the same lady.
She did a great job.
10 minutes.
I love it.
Boom.
So who do you think needs to relax today, love?
Well.
Whoa, my God.
Well, I don't know. I was debating about like sharing this information, but like it's what I'm going through right
now.
So, I mean, another reason why I was like, oh, I'll just go get those tattoos is because I'm like all kind of beat up anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like all stitched and.
You gonna talk about it? Are you gonna just let everyone wonder?
I guess I have a singular stitch.
Uh-huh.
Because
What?
Because 5 days ago I got a vasectomy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Snippity snip.
Family planning.
Family planning.
And that,
how's it feel?
Feels so good.
Oh, good.
I'm in a lot of discomfort right now and
sorry.
Pain and have been for a few days and it was a pretty scary thing to do, but I'm essentially a hero.
Yeah. You're such a hero. You are.
I'm a hero.
Thank you for doing that
for our family. And so you don't have to.
It's my fault he had to get it because my uterus is, well, it doesn't even have to do that. I have taken the birth controls. I have done a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
And my uterus is just like, nah, I'm just going to make a lot of babies, I think. I'm just going to drop lots of eggs and make lots of babies every time I want to. And I'm just going to make that happen. Even when it makes no sense. Even if you're not ovulating, still going to make a baby. No matter what. No matter if you're on birth control, going to make a baby. You're on your period, going to make a baby.
Yeah.
My uterus is pretty crazy like that.
Yeah. And like, you know, for a woman to have to take like altering drugs to her system for family planning or whatever. And for us as a couple and as a family to be like kind of, we're set with this, you know, is something I've been thinking about, doing as a heroic act. Pretty crazy experience. So I would say that experience needs to relax. I mean, I'd seen you go through so many, it's like incomparable, but like watching you go through two very different forms of childbirth and stuff like that. And like, and how hard your pregnancies were and how we as a partnership decided that we were set in that department. I was like, what's no sweat. You know what I mean? Because like I've seen her go through so much worse for so much longer. So like this is the least I could do. The hero talk was a joke. But the actual procedure.
So fun.
And no, it wasn't fun at all. It was not fun at all. And yeah, it was pretty nerve wracking and scary to live there. But again, I feel like it was quicker than the tattoos, the experience.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty quick
it
thing.
It was quicker than the tattoos?
I think so. Yeah.
It was really fast.
It was like, I was only there for like an hour. It's like,
there's
like the prep was longer, which is like, there's details that I won't get into, but like, I will say that then. Yeah, I was awake. You know, they don't put you under. And so you're kind of just loopy and awake. And this guy, the doctor comes in and it's just like, how about this heat wave, huh? Can you feel this? Are you going to feel a little pinch here? As he's like doing like local anesthesia. But then you can feel things happening and you can hear things happening. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I don't know. Were people a trigger warning for this? I don't know. Is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can hear like things, you know. Snip or then there's carterization happening. It's crazy. And like, how about this heat wave and yada yada. Okay, you're halfway done. Yada yada. Okay, great. So you know what I mean. And then the instructions on care afterwards, and they wheeled me out to you. You picked me up. Thanks for the ride.
Yeah, I do think you can spare people all the details as you did, but like I'll say that on the drive back, he was explaining to me what happened, and I obviously do not have the same parts as you do. But mine hurt.
Yeah.
Like I felt like my balls hurt when you were telling me that story.
Wow.
And I was like,
it hurts to laugh.
And I was like, like I think the whole time you were telling me, I was like, oh my God. I was like explaining because he explained in detail what they did to him.
Yes. But also like I don't want to like scare off anyone who's interested in that for their own like family planning or their own partnership or whatever. Like I'm not going to say like 10 out of 10 would recommend, but like don't be scared. Like it's not that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I'm just walking around with like an ice pack now and walking, I'm like hobbling around.
Well, you should be good around by now-ish. Soon-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think everyone's different. I know people who said like a day, some people say 5 days and then
a day. Mm-hmm. Who was this? Who said this?
Oh,
superhero.
I don't know if I should be giving out these people's personal info, but like, someone that, you know, well said after a day,
that's
back
a
at
lie.
Work and on day four,
what? You could be back at work. If what does he do? He's not like lifting. I was told by the doctor, don't lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk for 5 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and like, it's kind of like, will be 2 weeks till you can like, if you're a runner.
Well, he said he went running after 4 days.
Yeah.
Day four.
I know the story. Yeah. And then he's had to stop because no. Then you're a Superman. I don't know. Good for you.
I know. Crazy. I couldn't do it.
No, it's a very sensitive
area.
It's the most. It's the most sensitive area. And so to have trauma to that
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Fire away.
So when I had my C-section.
Uh-huh.
I was really nervous, very scared. It was emergency C-section, terrifying.
I was very nervous. I was very scared.
Yeah.
I was just watching.
Well, I was explaining to you how scared I was and nervous and all that stuff. And you said, I know how you feel because when I got my wisdom teeth out, et cetera, et cetera.
As a joke, right?
You said it very seriously, and then later it became a joke between us. So my question to you is, is it as bad as a wisdom teeth surgery?
Wisdom teeth, way worse. Way worse.
Yeah.
In different ways, but like overall way worse. Yeah.
I would say your recovery, like picking you up from wisdom teeth versus picking you up from this, wisdom teeth is way worse. I had
you stop and get coffee on the way back from
You don't remember any of it, but.
No. From this, I actually did have you stop and get.
Yeah. You wanted me to stop and get coffee and you were finished, but I had to make you lay down.
Well, I still had, like, I was still like, the anesthesia was still like working at that point. So it's mobile.
Well, I called after your wisdom teeth, I had called the people who did it, doctor, the dentist, I don't know who does wisdom teeth things, the surgeon, multiple times, and was like, he needs painkillers now. I've never seen you in so much pain. You were in agony. And the
for 2 days, I was like blackout. Like, I was like in and out. I'm just in pain,
and
not remembering things.
Her response was, oh, he won't remember it. Yeah. And I said, okay. I don't know if he'll remember it or not, but she's like, he won't. And I was like, right, but I'll remember it. He's in so much pain. Like, I don't care if he can't remember it. He's in agony. Like,
right.
Like near tears. Like you were like near screaming.
I know. For both of these things, I should say that afterwards it was Tylenol or ibuprofen. That's it. So with this right now, there was no like when I was a kid and like people had like things, like I feel like I remember them getting like painkillers. Like I feel like that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, after everything that happened with painkillers.
The opioid crisis, they're just like not. But yeah. So just for both those things, they were just like, take some Tylenol. Yeah.
And after your wisdom teeth surgery, you also explained to me in detail, because you were awake during that. They explained to me in detail. You explained to me in detail what it was like and the ripping and the tearing and the blood. You explained in detail to me what happened.
I woke
with
up halfway
teeth.
Through it and started taking pictures with my phone that I don't remember doing.
Right. But I was like, oh my God, this is traumatizing. Like I was like, oh, because I was put under when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
I was put under, quote unquote.
You were wide awake because you told me every freaking detail. You remembered everything. And I was like, oh my God. And then I called the doctor. I was like, he's in so much pain. He's asking me for painkillers. This guy barely ever takes Advil. He's like scared of taking anything.
I am scared of taking
things. Like, can you get me? He's begging for any sort of thing that will take his pain away. And she's like, he won't remember it. And I was like, oh my God, so crazy. It was so insane. And then the next day I asked you if you remembered anything. You're like, I don't remember anything. It was simple. That was easy. And I was like, I now have to live with the memory of this whole experience. Not that it was worse for me at all. Obviously, I'm just joking. But like, I know every detail about your wisdom teeth surgery because you explained to me how it felt and what you heard and what you felt. And
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember parts of it.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I remember taking those pictures. I remember freaking out before, like, when they had given me stuff to put me under. I then was like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. And they were like, they're like, don't lock the door. They expect me to like pass out in the bathroom. And I can remember when they were taking my wisdom teeth out, like I would be completely out. But when it was like a hard pull, I would like, I remember my body moving, you know what I mean, with it. And I like in it and like the sensation of it and then being completely out again. So it's like I would just like come in and out of it for like the really intense sensations, not to necessarily feel pain, but to feel the physicality of it, which also like, I mean, I was completely awake for this thing, but like I didn't feel pain, but I could feel the physicality of it, which was like very strange, especially when this guy, we're just small talking about the heat wave. And he plans for 4th of July. Cause literally this was July 3rd. This was the day before 4th of July. And I was like,
we definitely didn't do anything for 4th of July, but it ended up being a really lovely 4th of July, honestly, even though you were not feeling too great. I had a fun time with the kids, but, thank you for doing that for our family and for,
for
my crazy uterus.
You go through some stuff and like, and like we're, you know,
I think if this, I mean, we know that we love our little family of five and this is exactly how it should be. But I think if we didn't do this, we would have more kids because there's like my body is just desperate for more children somehow. Like if I feel like if I didn't If I, you know, like I'd be 19 kids and counting, like that many kids. Like my body's like bananas. It's just like once
your body's
so
like
bad.
Birth control, schmirth control.
Yeah, it's like, what's birth control? That's stupid. They're like, a period. Oh yeah, we're cleansing out the uterus. Yeah, right. Right. It doesn't.
But yeah,
care.
So I was like, we can't go in a pool for a week. Anyways, might as well get those tattoos. I'm just in like healing mode. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why I was like, oh, I'm going to go do that. The first chance I get.
Looks great.
After.
I don't know about that. Looks great. But your tattoos is what I'm saying. Looks great.
Yeah, I'm not going to describe.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not on this podcast. But, if anyone's even still listening.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if it needs to relax, but like it's, you know, I need to relax.
You do need to relax.
I need to like literally relax.
You've been relaxing though. You've been doing a good job relaxing.
Yeah.
I've been trying to take over and.
You've been super helpful. You can't completely, when you have 2-year-old twins and a 5-year-old, you can't completely relax. But like, you know, to the best of my abilities, I am limping along and trying to lay down periodically and with an ice pack.
Yeah.
In my pants.
Well, Lovey, I'm excited and I'm excited about your tattoos. I'm excited about your parts. And I'm excited to hear, you said you have a story for me and I really want to know what it is.
It has to do with like this podcast, like poop stories just make their way.
On.
It's like the way they make their way in. And then I know.
You know, we are the ones in control of that.
I know, but it was just like too cute.
So this is a cute poop story.
It's a cute poop story. I had had like an uncomfortable
tum-tum.
In the morning before bringing Flynn to a camp a week ago, whatever it was. And I had had, you know, what medically would be called
the runs.
Yes. it's the medical term. And so it's like chaos in the morning, if you can imagine, and like him dressed and like all the stuff that he needs and like breakfast time. But I'm kind of like stuck in the bathroom, you know, like periodically during all this chaos with these, as the doctor would say, runs or whatever.
My God.
And so I'm like telling Flynn, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, we're having this conversation about it. Like, he's like, he has this like stop sign. What is that stop sign from?
He did like a school thing about
red light, green light,
safe and whatnot.
Yeah. So like, I was like, tell him, I was like, oh, Flynn is not, you know what I mean? And I just see this hand reaching the bathroom door and it just says, stop. It's like, you want me to stop talking about it? And he just laughed so hard. And then we dropped it and
wanted you to stop the runs or stop talking?
Both. Like, okay. Yeah. And so like, any case, we get in the car, we're like, you know, it's a 20 minute drive. We're talking about other stuff. Like it hadn't been brought up again at all. And then we like get to the camp and I'm like, we get out of the car and I'm walking him up there. And it was the first time I've seen like genuine, like, don't embarrass me, Dad. Cause he looks at me, he goes, Dad, when we get up there, don't talk about your diarrhea. Okay. I go, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I won't mention it. Like,
as if you would go and tell the camp counselors that you had diarrhea.
It made me laugh so hard that he genuinely was like kind of in this like hushed tone. Before we get up to my friends, don't stop talking about your diarrhea.
What I love is that you one-upped him and you did not do it there, but you're just like, I'm going to talk to it about it to thousands of people. Maybe
I didn't think about it that way. Sometimes when we do this, I feel like I'm just talking to you.
I know. Well, that's how it should feel. That is what it is.
But I keep forgetting to tell you that.
That's so funny. No, you did not tell that story.
Like how like these flashes of a 5-year-old like being a total teenager. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. It's crazy when he does it.
So
oh my God. You just reminded me of a story about him that I've been dying to tell you since yesterday, not as long as 2 weeks, but it was totally that what you just said about like flashes of him being like a teenager is so bizarre because in my head, he's just this baby, but you know, he's 5 and a half. He's like a kid. And sometimes you really do see teenage Flynn sometimes in his face. Well, yesterday, he was on his bicycle and he was wearing his helmet and he was riding around and I think he was helping you do something with the car.
Yeah.
And I was kind of far from him, but I saw him and I was like, okay, I'm going to take the babies upstairs for a bath. And Flynn wanted to stay with you to help you with the car. And I go, okay, I'll see you in a minute, Flynn. And I make like a kissy face to him. I like make a little kissy sound. And he did it back to me in the, and I didn't want to embarrass him in the moment, but I was desperately like, oh my God, love, did you just see what he did? And I know you didn't because your back was to him. He did a wink, kiss, nod thing that I've only seen done in movies.
What? Show me.
From like, I can't even recreate it. It was like, it was like this, like,
oh, like a nod,
I'm like
up,
a nod smooth, up, like
with a wink, I, all at once.
All at once. A nod up with a wink and a kiss. And it was, I was like, how does he, right, how did he know to do that with his, I can't even do that. And also that's like such a, like a cool dude thing in movies. I don't know. I think I've literally only seen it done in movies. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I've never,
it was crazy.
I've never had the confidence to pull that off in real life. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, love. And it was like, he, I did just like a kissy, like, I love you, mom, giving you, blowing you a kiss. And he did this like hands on handlebars, helmet on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
not
yeah.
Up, like it was. So, I was just like, my mind flashed to him on like a motorcycle. Like,
please, no, never,
never. But like, I just, it was crazy. I was like, oh my God, stop growing. It was so bananas.
That's wild.
It was. I've been dying to tell you about that. I'm so glad you just reminded me.
My hero.
Yeah, truly, he is the best. Yeah. You're the hero in today's episode. My goodness. Oh, pain as he opens the legs.
Just getting comfortable.
Well, I think this might be the most interesting episode ever because we got to know about your tattoos and your peen. But
my God.
But you know what would make this episode even more interesting?
Is it cringe? Is it too much information?
Love, you are asking the wrong person.
I am
always just saying all the things I should
overshare.
Probably keep to myself.
Is it an
overshare?
Is it an overshare? Whatever.
No, I mean, it's not. You're not doing TMI.
It's our date night. It's
whatever you want
you.
It to be. It's if you want to talk about it, you get to talk about it. It's your body. It's your situation. Your choice. You know. Anyway, it's already been a very interesting episode, but let's make it even more interestinger and read some comments because there's some good ones. So last week, we had a really fun episode. We talked about a lot of different things, but one of the main things I asked people to comment on was tell us their silly arguments that they might have with their family at a family dinner. You know, like how we sometimes bicker over what's the first day of the week. You know, do you like your cereal crunchy or soggy? Dumb things like that. Because I love debates like that. Mm-hmm. And we actually had talks like that at 4th of July dinner.
We sure did, yeah.
So we did get a lot of those, and I think I'm going to save most of them for another episode because there's so many good ones I think we're going to get passionate about. But give us more is what I'm getting to. Please leave comments below.
You were having a passionate conversation with someone about which place in town has the best ranch.
Yeah.
Which is not something I would ever think, like, who has the best ranch? Ranch is ranch.
No, it's very, there's different restaurants have different flavored ranches for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And yes, we did. It was passionate.
Yes.
And it was a long conversation. So there's lots of them. So give us more comments like that. Tell us the silly things that you guys discuss and argue about. I'm going to do a couple of them right now, but first I wanted to say that the top comment was, someone saying, Amanda said, I have to defend Eric and say that I loved the acronym segment. Because you did this whole acronym segment, and I kind of poo-pooed on it a little bit.
Well, no, it was boring. I thought, boring.
Yeah, we thought it was, I think we both was like, is this boring? But there was a lot of comments that really liked it, and we're trying to do it along.
Well, that's it was interesting to me because I didn't know most of those.
The other top comment was really call me out. And it says, Colleen, arguing about what is or isn't an acronym has me dead. Like, if it's letters standing for something, it's an acronym, babe.
You're like, no,
I was such a little brat. Another comment that I loved was from Tabby. She said, it made me laugh so much that Eric throws the toys that frustrate our kids in the bushes. That's so funny. I remember when watching Colleen's vlogs, when she's in her beautiful garden and she picks up something and looks confused and says, I wonder why that's here.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that. I didn't remember that I did that until I saw that comment. There was a vlog where I was like walking through the garden. I was like, why is this toy out here in the bushes?
In the middle of the bushes.
It was you. Okay. So here's a couple of interesting ones that people have. Topics people have debated over.
Okay.
Tina said, stupid argument. My husband and I recently found out that I brush my teeth with cold water and he brushes his with warm water. I think he is psychotic. We got so loud and passionate debating about it. We've asked others and it always sparks a weird discussion. I am desperate to know what you're about to say. What do you do?
this psychopath brushes his teeth with hot water.
Right? Psychotic.
Whoa. Maybe there's like a...
I would vomit, I think.
Maybe there's like a teeth sensitivity thing? Because I know like
that makes sense.
People's teeth that are sensitive respond to cold. So maybe that's why.
Fine, but warm?
But if your teeth are not sensitive and you're brushing with warm water, go to prison.
Call the police.
Call the police.
I love that. That's a good one, right? I'm glad we agree on it. There's more.
You win. She wins.
Yeah, she wins. Elise said, please discuss. Are we facing the water in the shower or away from the water? My husband says he faces the water the whole time, and I just can't believe that. Oh, and don't even get me started on a rain-type shower head on top of your head.
Uh-huh.
I have a theory about this one, but what do you do? I know what you do, but...
I face the shower.
Right, because you're crazy.
No, I face the shower because it's like cinematic.
What?
It's like how people shower in movies. That's how I shower.
No, they don't. What?
That's a joke. I don't know. It's stupid.
I guess I don't watch movies.
I face the shower because that's where the water's coming from, and that's
where it gets on your face.
But you shower with your back. Whenever I walk in on you showering, like you're always just standing there with your back to it. Like
yes, I have to wash my hair.
Thinking, wash your hair from the back?
Yes. What am I going to let it come down the front of my face?
I let it come down my face.
The shampoo and conditioner?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It feels too...
I think it's a dude thing.
It feels
I think,
too weird to like lean back and yeah.
I hate to be like stereotypical about... Maybe, but I'm not trying to be all stereotypical about boys and girls, but I feel like guys face the shower and girls face away. It's like, I don't want it all over. I don't want all those... The shampoo and conditioner all over my face. I don't want the water in my eyes. Like that way you get like... my back's always to the shower.
How do you wash your front?
I turn around for that part.
Okay.
But I don't like put my face in the water.
Because I turn around for the back part, but for the majority, like when I'm just like chilling in the shower, you know what I mean? I'm facing the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. He washes his hair with his face towards the shower.
Yes.
And he like puts his head down.
Yes.
Oh my God, crazy behavior. And it never
occurred to me, but in my mind, you showering, I picture you showering backwards.
And this is the crazy thing. Okay. So sorry about the guys. It's about to get steamy in here, but Eric and I, we have showered together on occasion, but this is something he does that I think is, oh man, it really grinds my gears. You know, it upsets me when we've taken showers together. You like turn into a dog. You shake your head in the shower like a dog would.
My hair is longer. Yeah. When I have like longer hair. Yeah.
I've never known you not to do it. And you do it when I'm like right there next to you. And you like
shorter,
shake
right now,
your like a dog. Like you shake your hair water all on me.
Hair
and
water.
I mean, I shouldn't care because I'm in the shower getting wet, but it's just like something about
it. You act like you've like been splashed or something.
Yes. It feels like I'm getting splashed in a pool by a kid that I keep going like, stop splashing me. Like, you shake it. Why do you shake it if you're in the shower and it's going to like,
cause like when it's like longer, this is like, and it's like, you know, it's like just all matted down from like the water.
Yeah.
Like
because you're putting your head forward. So it's matted down in front of your head.
I don't like it. So I like I just like the feeling. I just like, and then just
it's a feeling thing.
As a famous person once said, you know, you gotta shake it off.
I've heard of her and I feel like I should try it. But I wonder if anyone else
says that. Too long. It's like, it's gotta be like mid.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Okay,
That was a good one, though. That's funny. The showering backwards or forwards. That's funny. Never occurred to me.
Okay, here's another one. I am Gabby said, the main thing that my family argues about is what not means. My dad will stop anyone and ask, what is what not?
Like what not?
Yeah, like, you know, I can't even think of a sentence to put it in. Like, going to the store and whatnot. I don't know. Like how would you even put it in a sentence?
How would I put whatnot in a sentence? I don't know.
I'm sure I've used the word.
We're going to talk about whatnot.
What is it? It's just like, it's like stuff.
It's not something, it's not, it's like, you know, it's not a turn
of
phrase.
Isn't it kind of, it's kind of like an et cetera.
Yeah. Well, it's et cetera. Yeah. It's not a turn of phrase that I use.
Yeah. I don't know how I would explain it. I don't know. I'm sure I've used it.
Did you pack the sunscreen and the whatnot?
No, see, you don't use that. You don't say that word.
I don't use that word.
I don't think I've ever.
It doesn't sound genuine.
But what does it mean? They. I don't know how you'd argue about it.
I don't know how you would argue that it means, et cetera. Yeah.
Have we tried Googling this? Has your dad tried Googling what not means? Because maybe.
That was just confusing. Because Googling what not is like, you know, Googling whatever, Googling et cetera. Has he tried Googling and whatnot?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Googling and whatnot.
Like, has he tried Googling and whatnot? Like other types of research in addition to et cetera?
Okay. So whatnot pronoun, any of various other things that might also be mentioned.
See. Yeah.
A nondescript person or thing, a light open set of shelves for bric-a-brac.
Okay. Yeah. Are you writing this down? Say this to your father. There you go. Perfect. Was that legible?
Okay. Next one.
Yes.
Okay. This is a good one. Cass said, chili. My mother-in-law argued with me that chili is not a soup. I believe it is. We are very angry with each other. She makes hers in a pan and the juice is more grease than anything. So maybe that's why she says it's not a soup. Makes me crazy.
What does she say? A stew?
Well, would stew be a soup?
Not be a stew.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I would not say chili is a soup.
What would you say it is?
Chili.
I wouldn't say it's a soup. Yeah, chili is its own.
It's just chili.
It can be its own whatnot. You know, its own.
Chili is chili. Because if you're going by the theory that like, oh, if it's in a bowl and it's like liquidous or whatever, then you'd have to say cereal is a soup. Is cereal soup?
That's an excellent question. And I would say, no, it's cereal. I don't know. It's okay. If there was like a chili cook-off, you know, you've heard of this, like they have chili cook-offs all over the place. If you showed up to a chili cook-off and you're like, I'd like to enter my lobster bisque, they would be like, get out of here. That's a soup. This is a chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. But if you were at a soup-off,
I don't think those exist.
Someone showed up with chili.
I don't know.
If you're at a restaurant and like they, I mean, and it had like a, on the menu, it said, and we also offer soups.
Chili would be in the soup section.
Would chili be in the soup section?
I think it would be.
Oh my God.
And chili is in the soup section at the grocery store. So it is a soup.
Rest my case.
Oh, time's up. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but Eric's timer just went off.
Potential spam.
Oh my gosh. Well, we
Should
gotta
answer
go
answer. It?
Yeah, answer it.
Should I answer my potential spam?
Answer it.
No, no way.
Come on, answer it on the, come on.
The voicemail potential spam.
Oh, come on. Potential spam could have been our guest.
I always thought it'd be like a funny joke in something if like someone's name was potential spam. Like imagine if your name, like you've been named by your parents potential spam. Mm-hmm. So every time you called someone and it would come up in their phone and potential spam, be like, oh, potential spam, I'm not going to answer that. No, like no one would ever answer the phone for you if you happen to be, I wonder if anyone's named potential spam.
I don't think that's anyone's name, but I bet you someone's name is spam.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You think so?
Probably. And what if their name is spam potentially? Like, that's funnier to me if it pops up on your phone, spam potentially.
The way you're laughing at your own dumb joke laughing. Right now. It's like I was.
It's not a it joke. Was,
I wish
it was
I could
stupid.
Rewind life.
You can. We're filming this. You
no,
can.
I know, but like I'm gonna have to come. I'm gonna have to go back and watch
Shut
that
up.
Moment because like I was. It was. It took my breath away. How you like laughed when you said potentially just then, or Sam potentially like the way you laughed at your own turn of phrase was. Was embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I am very embarrassed. We're going to end on that embarrassing moment for me. And don't forget to leave your comments below of other stupid things you guys argue about, because that's going to become my new favorite thing in this podcast.
That's really fun.
Going over that stuff.
Is cereal a soup?
I know. Cereal might
what
be soup.
What kind of cereal?
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.